It's the month dedicated to your lawn and garden. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. It's the time of year we've all been waiting for. Warmer temperatures are upon us, as well as the rebirth of all things lawn and garden. National Lawn and Garden Month is celebrated each year in April. Gardens come in many shapes and sizes and can be adapted to fit your outdoor space. A small garden can yield an amazing amount of produce if properly planned. Flower gardens make a yard look beautiful and welcoming. Vegetable gardens give the added bonus of providing fresh vegetables for your table. Now is the time to clean up your lawn and plant everything for your garden to get it ready for summer. It's important to get the mowing height right when you mow your lawn. Most lawns do well at 2 to 3 inches, but it's a good idea to leave it a little longer during the hot months. Leaving the grass clippings on your lawn recycles the plant nutrients back into the soil and is a great fertilizer. Enjoy the weeks ahead in April as you celebrate National Lawn and Garden Month. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.